The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Seth Goddard, who's the founder of Metrics.Earth, which is a new Salesforce application that allows companies to align bottom line revenue and risk with the globally accepted UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. And Seth, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me and to learn a little bit more about Metrics.Earth.
Yeah, no, appreciate your time. And let's go ahead and kick it off. If you don't mind, tell us or give us a high-level overview of Metrics.Earth, how the idea came about and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, the goal of Metrics.Earth is to bake environmental and social sustainability into the business of business. The company's first app, called OAKS, Objectives, Alignments, and Key Results, will allow corporations to place a value on objectives pulled from the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which, by the way, all 193 member states, yes, even including the US, agreed to back in 2015. So it's definitely it's a set of agreements that I felt like were useful, because if you can get the entire world to agree to something, that's got to be worth at least the time that it took them to do that. And then for corporations using the OAKS app, they'll be able to track their progress toward meeting their key results, and most importantly, identify their alignments within their own business ecosystem. And then the values that they set are in a language that everyone understands, which is money. The idea came about over the past year of blissful unemployment. I had a lot of time and space to think during this COVID year. And more importantly, I was able to pay attention to that undercurrent of life, the roots, which are often unseen or ignored because of legitimate distractions like job-related to-do lists, tasks, meetings, deliverables, and our culture's sort of drumbeat of desire for more and more than we have. And then, of course, COVID did have the useful effect of quieting those drums. It took a couple months to write a pocket guide intro to meditation, and I looked closely at my skill set over my career experiences. I've worked for Bay Area tech startups, done product marketing and sales for Kmart Online, storytelling, publications of Time, Life, and People magazines, and I've worked in social and environmental justice organizations. Through it all, I found that the best results were always when I was working in the service of others. So I sharpened my proverbial pencil and I got to work. I read a fantastic book by John Doerr, who's the Intel veteran and venture capitalist that's helped companies like Google, the Gates Foundation, and even U2's Bono to do what Doerr's book title calls out, which is measure what matters. And then I took an online course and then certifications for the UN Sustainable Development Goals of 2030 through the University of Copenhagen. I did some app development and consulting modules and trailhead certifications through Salesforce's online learning tools. And most importantly, I took a data science course at UC Berkeley, where I was able to incubate the underlying architecture and functionality for the first application offering of Metrics.Earth.
Wow. Really impressive story there. Quite a journey. You know, a lot of people that were unemployed during the COVID-19 pandemic were probably not as productive or reinvented themselves as much as you did. That's really impressive. And
thank you. Well, yeah. You know, it's necessity is the mother of all invention, right?
Yeah, it really is. And you've invented something really, really interesting here with Metrics.Earth in this first app. So let's talk a little bit more about that. And you kind of address this in the first question here about really meeting these UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. But why do companies really need this type of application, you know, for aligning both bottom line and risk?
Sure. Well, if corporations only operate for the interests of investors, that means that all other stakeholders, which would be employees, the community, whether that's the local neighborhood that surrounds a corporation's operations, as well as the downwind and downstream communities local governments where a corporation makes money, the planet that provides resources so that the corporation can function, same planet that absorbs the waste produced by the corporation, and then the partners and suppliers in other countries that are involved with that corporation, well, all those stakeholders lose. And that's a high stakes risk right there for the long-term sustainability of any business. You can't just have one party that you're working for. And right now, capitalism usually focuses just on that investor stakeholder and forgets about the others. But that's changing. And I think the World Economic Forum has really tapped into this concept of stakeholder capitalism and summed it up best. They say that the purpose of a corporation is shifting to focus on long-term value creation and its interdependence with economic, environmental, and social impact. And there is a clear shift in our global market economy. I've heard it from Harvard business professors who I got the benefit of listening to during this pandemic, talking about how their next wave of graduates want to make a positive impact to serve others rather than run the never-ending race for more money. And I've heard it from my neighbors. As we stand outside and reflect on COVID, the resilience of humans really depends on sharing community experiences and resources rather than just burning excessive amounts of fossil fuels to get stuff we don't even need. And so it feels like this app is an attempt, and I think it's quite successful, but to bring in all those other stakeholders and to use the UN's goals as a language which we can align with.
Wow, that's awesome. Lots to unpack there. And
there is a lot to unpack. It's kind of a big undertaking.
It really is, but I love the mission there. And it does seem for many years, especially in the United States, the capitalist model was all about the investor and everything else just didn't really matter. And just that is not sustainable and that just does not work. So it's exciting to see from your research that, you know, it's shifting and that's pretty awesome. And I think a big part of the shift clearly is your app. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us about how the app will work, its features and all that good stuff.
Sure. Well, it's called OAKS, Objectives, Alignments, and Key Results. It's a simple business app that places the work of a corporation's sustainability team right into the heart of sales, marketing, and account management. Right now, there's a lot of sustainability staff or teams that are sort of on their own. They're writing chapters for annual reports about how much water they saved or how many paper straws were ordered for the cafeteria. But the OAKS app uses indicators from the UN goals and turns them into corporate objectives. So for instance, one of the UN's indicators is to increase the proportion of population with primary reliance on clean fuels and technology. To increase the proportion of the population with primary reliance on clean fuels and technology. You can tell that it took a global government institution to write that language. Yep. But that's certainly something that a corporation could work towards. Another great example is one of the indicators would be to decrease the proportion of the population reporting having personally felt discriminated against or harassed in the previous 12 months. So while the use of clean fuels is something an operations department could look at, how people feel, whether or not they feel discriminated or harassed, is something a human resources department could look at. And they can measure those results. And then where the change really happens, at least from my perspective, and how the OAKS app really works itself into the business of business, is when a corporation is willing to find out which of their clients and customers are aligned with those same objectives, and then incentivize a larger collective impact to reduce risk. I think we've seen over the past year, from climate issues to social issues, that the stability of both environments, social and environmental, is critical, and that instability in either one causes huge shutdowns.
Yeah, wow.
I'm hoping that the reduction of those risks will then increase success.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I love how it really does all tie back. It is data driven, you know, and It's not just...
You have to work towards it.
Yeah, it's measurable. I mean, metrics.earth, the name of your website, actually perfect segue into our next question. Yeah. Your website is metrics.earth, and it's very cool. It looks like it's right now a bit of a placeholder for the launch of the beta of the Oaks app, but you know, would love to hear, you know, why did you choose .earth for this webpage?
Sure. Well, you know, nothing says we're all in the same boat, like Earth. And so from a marketing perspective, it really gets the point across, the seriousness of purpose. And I like to quote Gloria Marie James, who told her son, "Don't talk about it, be about it." And I think the work of LeBron James that he's done on and off the court is quite impressive. And I'm a Warriors fan. But to hear that a mother's, you know, and I love the fact that it's coming from a mom, because obviously mom, you know, the Mother Earth and all of that is no joking matter. But don't talk about it, be about it. And to me, that's the chapter that we need to write for this next couple of years. It's really time for corporations to not just talk about sustainability or resilience, but to be about it and to start tracking their tasks related to, in this case, the UN's Sustainable Development Goals.
Nice. That's awesome. What a great answer there. Really love the insight there. And you kind of talked a little bit about the future, you know, the future of capitalism, and hopefully the rubber will meet the road, if you will. It'd be great to see that in terms of sustainability. But what's your future vision, you know, for metrics.earth, Oaks, any other apps that you're creating? You've been super busy. I'm sure you're planning a busy future too.
Yeah. Well, the future definitely looks like clients and a wee bit of excitement. The app will be publicly available on the Salesforce platform for beta testing and sandboxes by the end of this month. First month of 2021, and customers will be able to purchase user subscriptions in February. So, you know, for me, it really looks like customer support is my main focus for the future of metrics.earth, because I think that the app, you know, when it's successful, the next step is obviously just to support our clients and make sure that they're getting everything they need, and to find partners, consultancies that also believe in this and have a staff that can work with corporations on their strategic initiatives. And this kind of fits right into that.
That's awesome. Great. Seth, you know, you have a wonderful story here. I love what you're doing across the board. I think you're addressing a huge issue, especially in the United States when it comes to capitalism. And props to you for doing what you're doing here, and really appreciate your time. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
No, you know, I think I tried to sum it up and not be too wordy. But, you know, I'm just looking forward to the next year and to see the traction that this application gets, and then to work with those companies that have this seriousness of purpose, who are willing to look beyond just their investor set and reduce the risk. Because we're all, and the risk is for all of us. You know, when our ecosystem, whether that's social or environmental, is shaky, we all feel that risk. And so I have a 10-year-old son, and I want him to enjoy the rest of his life, you know, beyond my years. And I feel like this may help.
That's awesome. What a great way to end this Voices.earth podcast interview with Seth Goddard, who's the founder of Metrics.earth, which is launching a new Salesforce application called Oaks, which allows companies to align bottom line revenue risk with the globally accepted UN 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. And Seth, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for reaching out and for your podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.